Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Edith neatly packs a suitcase.
And they fam all over the dam. Boom, boom, did him, dad, and want him, chew.
Archie bursts in and dumps an armful of toiletries in the suitcase. As Edith removes them, Archie yanks clothes from a drawer and drops them into the suitcase. Edith takes them out and starts folding, while Archie pulls more from the drawer. As soon as he plops them in the suitcase, Edith removes them.
Wait a minute. Edith, what are you doing? I just packed this.
Can't pack them like that. They'll be wrinkled by the time we get there.
We're going fishing, Edith. The fish don't give a damn how I look as long as my worms smell good.
Barney and Blanche, you'll think I don't take good care of you.
Barney and Blanche, they shouldn't even be going with us. Why can't we go up to that little weekend cabin alone?
Well, I guess because it's Barney's cabin and he invited us. And it's Barney's car and you're going to drive.
All right, you made a small paint. Don't build it up.
He sits and rests his arm on the open suitcase lid.
I'm trying to make is I can't warm up to Blanche. I can't forgive her for what she done to my poor pal Barney running off with another guy to Atlantic City.
Archie, Blanche came back to him.
That's what I can't forgive. She should have stood there in Atlantic City. Everybody better off. State of New Jersey would have had one more fallen woman, but over in Jersey, they'd never noticed that.
God forgives everybody that falls.
I know that, Edith. But God expects more out of women. That's why he came the phrase, fallen woman. Why do you think you never hear nothing about fallen men? Answer me that.
Edith ponders.
That's right.
Can't answer that.
Maybe it's because so many men are falling all the time. Nobody pays no attention.
Edith shuts the suitcase, making Archie tumble. Stephanie enters.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my, you look nice.
What do you mean you're all packed? When did we decide to take hoses?
Stephanie.
Whatever.
Steffi's gonna stay at the O'Briens for the weekend.
You gotta stay in another weekend with them Catholics there? They'll drag her off the mass again.
But I like it. Can I have some money for the collection plate?
Oh, no dice. I ain't gonna give you no money for a Catholic collection plate, but I tell you what I do. I'll give you a buck, you can shoot it on the bingo game.
Archie, that's gambling.
That's one of the main things they do. Should be staying with them people anyway. What is the matter? Ain't there other people in the neighborhood here with kids? Hey, the Blooms, they got a kid like you, ain't they?
Yeah, Amy Bloom. She's in my class, too. She said I can sleep over anytime I want to.
Well, there you go. That would be better.
And I can go to Mass with them, too.
Oh, no, no, you can't do that. No, Mass with the Blooms. No, kiddo. See, the Blooms are Jewish, and they go to a temple. And they have their Sundays on Saturdays.
That's me. I can go to temple on Saturday and church on Sunday.
Holy cow. Well, on a Monday, you might as well shave the hair off your head and go beat your tangerine with the hairy commission. Okay, Edith, that's settled now. The next time, it's gonna be the Blooms, because they ain't gonna convert the kid. You see, one of the good things about the Jews is they don't want you.
Go down and get in the car.
Okay.
We're gonna drop you at the O'Brien's.
Archie leans out the window.
Hiya, Barney. We'll be right down.
Come on, Arch. Hurry up, will you?
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hello there, Blanche.
Edith starts out with a suitcase and tote.
Hold it, Edith. Let's not forget this other big bag here, huh?
Oh, sure.
She takes it.
I got this.
Archie follows with the smallest one. In the cabin, the two couples play Monopoly.
Here we go. I want to get a six.
Six.
Hold it.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
I can count for myself. That is Virginia Avenue, which I own.
Yeah, okay.
Now it's next. My
yeah, go
turn.
Ahead, Edith. Go ahead.
Oh, come on, Daddy. Mommy needs a new pair of shoes.
Edith blows spit on the dice. Archie glares at her as she rolls.
Seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Short line railroad, $200. Can I buy it?
No, you can't buy it.
Why not?
Because you already own it.
Oh, good, then I don't have to pay.
Six.
Right.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Hey, you took a walk on my boardwalk. Happens to have a hotel, and the rent for that is 2,000 simoleons.
Okay, 16, 1650. Okay, I owe you $350.
No Owens.
No Owens, boys.
Strictly cash.
Strictly cash.
Then lend it to me.
No lendings.
Oh, Barney, you're as cheap with it as you are with real money.
Oh, and you're as loose with it as you are with my money.
Edith smiles uncomfortably.
Well, whose turn is it?
Yeah, hey, Blanche, learn the game. If you need more money, you ought to mortgage some of your houses there or sell your property.
Yeah. No, if I do that, I'll lose money and I won't collect any rents. You know, he'd lend it to me if he wasn't so cheap.
It's not a matter of cheap. It's against the rules of the game.
No, it's because you're so cheap. After all, rules are made to be broken.
You ought to know.
Blanche's smile drops. And Archie abruptly becomes serious.
I ought to know what?
Nothing. Come on, let's play the game.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, Barney, if you're so cheap, you can have all my property.
Blanche throws her cards at Barney, then turns her back. Archie raises his brows.
This is a shame.
Keep out of it. This is a private argument.
All right, Blanche, all right. Keep it private then, you know, between Barney and you and the guy that got to you.
Archie winces and covers his face.
That does it. You see what you've started, Barney? You promised you would never mention that exterminator again, and now you've got Fatso talking about it.
Archie gestures to Edith.
You hear your friend here?
I think maybe we should go to bed.
No. Barney's not sleeping with me. He can find another bed.
Where am I supposed to go?
Well, try your hotel on the boardwalk.
Barney's eyes pop.
Now, look here, Blanche. Stop kidding around. I need a bed.
Maybe you can squeeze in with him and Edith.
Is she kidding?
She's kidding.
Unsure, Edith frowns.
Okay, Blanche. Is that the way you want it?
That's the way I want it.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. That ain't the way I want it.
I wouldn't be caught dead in your bed.
If you were, I wouldn't notice the difference.
Blanche storms into a bedroom. The slam door knocks a picture off the wall.
She wouldn't notice the difference. Oh, Barney, that was a piece of surgery.
Barney stomps past them into a different room.
Did you see where he went?
Oh, yeah, our bedroom.
Archie stares wide-eyed at Edith until she nods, frowning. He makes a goofy face. Barney reads in bed as Archie enters in pajamas and hat.
What's with the hat?
It's raining over the toilet.
That happens.
You'd think you'd fix that hole in the roof.
Keeps it nice and fresh in there.
Archie hangs the hat on an antler wall mount.
Let me tell you something, Barney. This is very unnatural.
Huh?
I mean, you, me. This is the kind of thing that sent Anita O'Brien around a bend.
Barney thinks.
That's a very good-looking woman.
Who cares? And you're on my side of the bed.
It also happens to be my side of the bed.
I suppose you ain't moving, huh?
You got it.
I got no use for you. If you had any guts at all, you'd go in there and you'd force yourself on your wife.
He lies down beside Barney.
All this trouble tonight. It's all Blanche's fault.
I don't want to hear that name again.
Yeah, Blanche. Blanche!
What do you want?
Who's talking to you?
It sounded like you, fatso.
Archie lies back. In the other bedroom.
Edith. Oh, look at your face.
Blanche wears curlers and white face cream.
Didn't you ever think of leaving Archie? Oh, Blanche. Well, didn't you? Come on, you can tell me. Well, once. I thought he was having an affair with another woman. Was he? Oh, Archie could never do that. I didn't think he could. But you, Edith, didn't you ever have an affair with another man? Oh, please.
Come on, tell me.
Blanche inches her seat closer to Edith.
Why would I want another man when I got Archie?
He can't be much of a lover.
Blanche, I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, that bad, huh?
No, I didn't say that.
Just between us, you know? Two old friends. Girl talk, let's be honest. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, as a lover, I would put Barney at about 1.5.
Oh.
Edith reflects, aghast. Then grins shyly.
Where would you put Archie?
I never heard of a scale like that.
Call it the bedroom scale.
Put Archie on it. I can't even get Archie on the bathroom scale.
In the other bedroom, Archie lies on his preferred side of the bed beside Barney.
At you.
Oh, yeah? How do you know they ain't laughing at you?
Archie cocks his brows, considering. Then gets out of bed.
Well, I'll find out.
He steps out the door just as Blanche exits the other room.
Oh, my God. You know, Blanche, with that face, you could stand outside the cabin and keep the bears away.
Archie, if you was the last man on Earth and I was the last woman, I'd start looking at bears.
She stomps into the bathroom.
Wait a minute, you can't escape me in the toilet.
Archie leans in the door.
Don't do nothing yet.
If I was the last man on Earth and you was the last woman, I would go to bed with a bush.
Slamming the door, Archie hurries into her bedroom.
The only thing wrong is there's no lock on that door to lock her the hell out of here.
He climbs over to the far side of the bed.
What are you doing?
I'm getting in bed with my wife the same as I've done for the last 28 years.
29?
Yeah, whatever.
Blanche is coming right back.
Let her go and get into bed with her husband there, which is a habit that she ought to get back into. And I hope the two of them punch each other out. We make out if she comes back like we're dead to the world. Now, come on, Edith. Lights out.
Blanche re-enters the dark bedroom.
My
cold.
She walks around to Archie's side of the bed and gets in.
Edith. Give me a little room, will you?
Blanche, I think you better turn on the light.
Edith, this doesn't feel like you.
That's because you're feeling me.
When Edith turns on the light, Blanche's face is inches from Archie's.
Don't it strike you funny, Blanche, that the only guy who could ever get rid of you was an exterminator?
Well, you sure know how to handle a louse like you.
Archie, I think you better go back to bed with Barney.
No! Let her go back to bed with Barney!
You go back to bed with Barney! This is my bed!
Well, let me tell you something. Whilst my wife is in this bed, this is my bed. And I will not get out of this bed until my wife gets out of it.
Then I'll get out of it.
And leave me in it with Archie?
Oh. Oh, no.
Edith gets under the covers.
Ah, Blanche. Maybe Barney took you back and forgive you, but not the world and not me.
Archie Bunker speaks for the world, I suppose.
When the world is doing right, I speak for it. When it's doing wrong, I speak to it.
What a dummy.
Blanche rolls away.
I'll tell you something else, Blanche. At this point in time, the world and me is very disappointed in you. We are very sorry that you have turned into a pyranymphiac.
Oh, Archie, be nice.
Edith, this is as nice as I get.
What the hell is going?
Barney enters and stares at the three, practically spooning in bed. They stare back, wide-eyed.
Well, excuse me.
Barney huffs out, and Edith follows.
You wouldn't be in bed with me.
You get out of here. If you was a lady, you certainly wouldn't be in bed with me.
This is my bed, and I am going to stay in it.
Okay, Blanche. Any woman that insists on remaining in bed with Archie Bunker has got to face the consequences.
Uh-huh. Archie kisses her hard on the mouth, getting face cream all over. She struggles and runs out.
What happened? Your best friend tried to attack me.
She hops on Barney's lap.
Likely story.
Edith gapes at Archie.
Why, you heard him. It's a likely story.
What's the use? You don't believe anything I say.
Blanche, listen to me. Everybody, this whole thing started because of a little fight over Monopoly.
No, Edith. It goes way deeper than that.
Archie's right. It isn't just Monopoly money. I made a mistake, and now everybody reminds me of it. Barney's family, my family, the whole neighborhood. Maybe Archie's right. Maybe he is speaking for the whole world.
Oh, well, there's no maybes about that, Blanche.
Well, what does everybody want me to do? Disappear, put my head in the oven?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, that would be a sin, but you could disappear.
Knock it off, will you, Arch?
I'm trying to be your pal. I'm on your side.
Now, wait a minute. Listen to me, Blanche. All that's really important is how you and Barney feel about each other. It's like what my Aunt Frieda from Freeport always used to say. You can't run away from your own head, so you might as well make friends with it. So let's everybody everybody make friends with their own heads and shake hands. Come on, Archie.
He shakes Edith's hand.
No, shake hands with Blanche.
But why should I shake hands with her? She should be shaking hands with him and him with her. I mean, after all, this is the guy that she done wrong.
Archie, Uncle.
Will you stay out of this?
Truth.
Blanche, honey, listen to me. Edith is right. The only thing that's really important is how we feel about each other. And I think you're beautiful.
I think you're beautiful too, Barney.
They kiss. Edith beams at them.
Oh, Archie, ain't that nice?
I think it's stupid.
We'll grab a few Z's, huh?
Well, wait a minute. Hold it, Barney. Where the hell do you think you're going?
To bed.
To bed, yeah? What I mean by daybreak is breaking over here, at least out there.
Well, that's why it's time to go to bed.
No, it's time to get into the boat and get out on the lake there. The fish, we come up here, the fish are jumping there. Why are you looking at me as if I was a nuts?
Because that's the way you look.
Don't look at me no more, huh? Just go into the kitchen there, will you, please? And make coffee and make toast. And Blanche, will you go into the kitchen there and make the eggs and make bacon, huh? Barney, go stand there, make the beds.
And what are you gonna make?
Why? I'm gonna make believe that none of this ever happened.
Archie slams the bedroom door behind him. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Sharp and Milt Josephsberg. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Estelle Parsons, Blanche. Alan Melvin, Barney. Based on Till Death Us Do Part. Created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.